Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to the Bernard Bergen podcast. I am excited to bring to you this bonus episode, but I wanted to take some time to answer some questions that I received about two of my most popular blog posts this year. And those posts can be found over on bernardbergen.com. And those posts are entitled Water Only and 21 Days and Counting. See, as I record this episode, I have completed 21 days of water only fasting, and I have never felt better. Now, if you want more in-depth details on my why for fasting, you will have to follow the blog. But I just wanted to bring you some excerpts, some of my thoughts thus far, because I know many of you had questions, and this way I can answer many of those questions a little bit in real time. But, you know, I can always point people to the episode so they can get the information that I have learned thus far in 21 days. Now, I did not go on a fast for weight loss. Yes, there has been significant weight loss. To date, I am 31 pounds lighter. Yes, that is in 21 days. So from January 1st, 2020 to January 21st, 2020, I have drank only water and nothing else. I just said that, only water and nothing else. See, I still have a few more days to go, and I'm loving this level of self-discovery. This journey of self-discovery has been by far enlightening, grounding, revealing, and challenging. Now, it's also been fun. My fasting journey thus far has been fun. I'm more relaxed, I'm more clear. I am truly grounded in who I am and what I need. I think sometimes because of everything that's in the body, you are not truly living in the best version of who you are. And no amount of meditation, no amount of sleep, no amount of spirituality can break you free to this level of clarity if your body is truly bogged down with all the toxic things we feed ourselves. Now, this journey has been filled with emotional highs and definitely some terrifying lows as my body truly detoxed from everything. And a bit of it was messy. A bit of it was emotional. But I want to pinpoint what everything means, because everything meant sugar. And I know you're thinking, man, detoxing from sugar? Yes, sugar. Sheesh. Man, that was the withdrawal that I felt the most. And I don't even have much of a sweet tooth. And as I up my nutrition IQ, I'm blown away by how much of what I called food was bathed in sugar. Now, if you're eating or you're about to eat, you know, take a quick look at what you eat and see how much sugar is actually in that food. And here's a challenge. Could you go 24 hours without eating sugar? See, now I'm fully conscious of all the items that contain sugar and added sugar. And I used to unwittingly put that into my body. But 21 days into this fast and doing my research, learning more about myself, going through my withdrawal, I really understand how much of our issues, whatever they are, could be tied to not just sugar, but other toxic type foods we consistently eat that destroy us from the inside out. So again, I know for many of you, your taste buds and your food addictions are rejecting everything that I'm saying. You're like, without sugar, things will taste absolutely disgusting. Now, that's not true, but let's go there. Here's my thinking. Why wouldn't I upgrade my thoughts about food and nutrition to match my goals and dreams? You know, here on the Bernard Bergen podcast and the work that I do is about pushing you to grow as a human, to be better humans daily, weekly, yearly, and decade to decade. And one question to you is, does your food and nutrition match your goals and dreams? Because not many performing athletes, high performing executives eat the way most of us do. And we say we want to be high performers. Now, am I saying never use sugar again in your life? that's up to you and your waistline. Now, there are some amazing TED Talks on sugar and sugar addiction that I challenge you to watch. It will give you the data and the insight you need to make your decision on your level of sugar consumption. It's not a love-hate. I have seen the light. Sugar is very harmful in the amounts that I would tend to consume in my daily diet. So again, here's that challenge question. Can you go 24 to 48 hours without sugar? See, one of the things I enjoy knowing is that once I have accomplished something, the evidence in my life says I can repeat the process with improved results. So now, as I push you to think decade to decade, in 10 years, what will your health reveal about who you are when no one's looking? In 10 years, what will your health reveal about who you are when no one is looking? Will your health say that you are someone who enjoys life? Will your health say that you are someone who takes on new challenges and knows that progress is the ultimate goal? Or will your health say diabetes, obesity, depression, anxiety, while you put on airs for all those without access to your medical report? See, I'm not someone who wants to go through chronic illness, chronic fatigue, inflammation, lack of true vitality for life, only to have to invest in correcting it later. I am big on not just preventable healthcare, but the mindset of living every day fully empowered to do my best work and to evolve as a human. If I'm eating the wrong foods, if I'm putting the wrong things into my system, if I'm in the wrong environment, that's all going to affect me being the best human I can be. Here are some of the benefits I noticed about fasting. One of those is what Dr. Talis Barker, PhD, terms a healing crisis. So basically, in a healing crisis, when you're fasting long enough, old illnesses, traumas, and injuries are addressed by your body. And my body definitely visited old illnesses, traumas, and injuries. Now, there were injuries I sustained while serving in the Army. There are ankle injuries that I sustain because I run 100 miles or more every month. As these injuries and traumas and illnesses resurfaced, my body, my mind, my inner man worked on healing and eliminating these issues from my body permanently. And boy, was it a process. Some of the injuries felt like I had just experienced the trauma. And within 24 hours, the pain was gone and the mobility where that injury had been was so much better. So if you're planning to do long-term fasting, if you've spoken to your doctor, if you have a fasting coach, if you've made the decision to go on this journey, know that there will come a point where your body is going to heal past issues permanently, and there could be some discomfort. And by discomfort, I mean pain. Sometimes the pain was 10 and above on a scale of 1 to 10. But within 24 hours, sometimes 48 hours, the pain was completely gone. And here I am 21 days and counting, and the pain is still gone. Now, that was one of the statements I found hard to believe before I started fasting. Of course, like many of you, I researched it. I read up on people who have journeyed into longer fasting. And when they talked about coming through some of these healing crises and having increased mobility and sometimes permanent healing, I don't know if I wanted to believe that. But 21 days later for me, I know this to be true. See, pain-free is what my health is saying about me. No gut or love handles is what my health is currently saying about me. My current body weight is the same as when I left Army basic training. And I still have a few more days of fasting to go. Now, the journey to fasting is up to you. You know, go talk to your doctor, get all the expert advice that's out there. That's your job and that's your work. As for me, 21 days and counting.
Don't ever confuse hearing with listening. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy marriage. Listening is one of the keys to a healthy workplace. Listening is one of the keys to resolving conflict. Listening is one of the keys to leveling all the way up overcoming that obstacle, navigating that setback, and finishing the mission in front of you. We have two ears and one mouth, but how many of us still talk way more than we listen? We should be quick to listen and slow to speak. Unless you can improve the beauty of silence, save your words and listen. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. You can't gain understanding without listening. This isn't just a good idea. Understanding requires that we listen and listen well.
Thank you to all those who listen to the show and keep our numbers growing. Leave a review on your platform of choice. Remember to like, follow, and share so that we can increase our community and continue to add value to the world.